This week's podcast is brought to you by Crown Contracting, proud supporters of Rocket Football.
Coach Darn's Monday morning after a 56-15 loss to Union County, it still stings. Looked like this game we might be on track. We come out of the chute and score the first touchdown, go ahead 7-0, and then they reel off 56 straight points.
Yeah, you know, Chris, and a lot of that stuff is us, what we're doing. They're not, you know, they're a good football team, don't get me wrong. They were, I think, by far better than we were, but I don't think that they were a running clock better than we were. We are still making the mistakes that we made from the first game. You know, and you can say it's youth, and we have to say it's youth. You know, but you know, the kids are going to have to understand that when we tell them to do something, that they're going to have to do it. And you know, I we're working, for instance, defensive line, we're working getting our hands on them and being able to shed a blocker, and we still go in with a shoulder. To me, that's discipline. And, you know, if I had somebody else to put in there a couple of those spots, I would do that, and I'm going to. I'm going to continue to work at them because, you know, if you're told to do something and you don't do it, is it discipline, or is it you know, what's the situation with that? So those are frustration things that I get into right now, and that we were working on Friday night, losing contain at defensive end, things like that. Those are technique things that we have to get down. Those aren't youthful, inexperienced things, and that's what bothers me, you know. But you know, we got in a situation where, you know, when Hunter Boone is off, then we're off. I mean, it's just that simple, and it's hard to put that on the shoulders of a sophomore quarterback, but that's the way it is. And what Hunter has to do, he's got to trust in his ability, and he's got to be able to, you know, to have a short memory and let things go, because they're going to happen that way. Because we're going to have him later on in the season. So, you know, he's got to learn from it. We all have to learn from it. And, you know, we have to improve. We have the district coming up this week in Fulton City. And, you know, this is what it's all about. And if we make those mistakes against Fulton City will beat us. Mm-hmm. And so we have to understand, if we beat Fulton City, we're automatically second in the district if we lose to Russellville, as everybody else is going to be. So if Fulton City beats us, they're automatically second in the district, so because they've already beaten Fulton County. So then it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't matter after that. We're fighting for a home playoff game for the second year in a row, and that's what we're focused on. It was clear to me that this game was over with early. I mean, we came out and we took the ball, we scored, you know, drove it down, we scored, and then it seemed like things went south from that point. And you know, I don't have an answer for it to say why. I don't know if it's just a youth part of it, if it's just complacency, if it's, you know, it's going to go easy or whatever the case is. But it goes to show that you have to focus every play, every down, because it could be the difference of a touchdown, and that could be the difference of winning and losing ball games. So, you know, we have to continue to get better. And I know at the end of the first half, I get it. You know, we throw the ball four times. We give them the ball. You know, we actually offense throws the ball three times. We run a fake punt on the fourth down. I get it. I understand that. It's just that, you know, at that point, I felt like that it was more important at that point for us to put our offense in that situation for the future reference instead of that night. So that's why we did right before half. That's why we gave them the short field. That's why we gave up the touchdown. But at that point, I felt like the game was over with. Because, I mean, we were clearly in a position where we were going to start substituting kids in and out because we want experience for our younger kids at that point. We felt like the game was over with then.
You know, I thought just watching the game, it looked like Brandon Lamey, one of your sophomores, had grew up a little bit and wanted the ball, and he did. He had three catches for 40 yards. And, you know, with all the injuries we've got, it's good to find another skilled position type player that wants the ball or looks
like
it.
You know, Brandon Lamey is one that could be the difference of a game if, you know, if he gets the confidence in himself and his ability. And he's getting some of that, and we see it. You know, we have to do it on both sides of the ball. We can't just do it on one side of the ball, and he plays corner as well. So, you know, we have to do it on both sides of the ball and understand that, we have to play our assignments, do our job, and play as aggressive on defense as we do on offense. I don't want them to just get on offense and want the football. I want them to block when they're not getting the football. I want them to do the little things right so that we can have success later on. But it comes down to, again, this week, and that's what we're telling our kids. Do our job. At halftime, that's all we're focused on is do our job. Do it the way that you're coached to do, and you're going to be a better football team because of it. But we get out there, and I think that's the youth part of it, is you get out there, and it just doesn't click that you have to do the way that you're coach to do, but the way that you've been doing all, you know, all the way growing up and stuff like that. And that becomes discipline, and that becomes a technique issue, and we have to improve on that. Otherwise, this group will continue just to get by, and I don't want to just get by. And we've already given up, you know, in my mind, we've already given away two ball games. And you know, we should be sitting 4-2 right now instead of 2-4. And so if we continue to do those things and we don't find the individuals that really said, this is it, we're going to step up, we're going to make things happen, then, you know, we might go 2-8 this year.
Well, of course, our schedule, I think there's a couple more games on here that we're going to go into as a favorite. I think both Fultons, I believe, will go into as a favorite. But no, Ballard County and Russellville are going to be tough football games.
But Chris, we're the favorite going into Hopkins Central,
right,
too. I mean, you
That's
know,
right.
I mean, it's not that we say that just because we show up, we're going to win this ball game. I'm going to tell you what, Fulton City has about three kids that I'm telling you can play. And if we miss tackles and we don't play the right technique like we haven't been, then we won't beat them. They'll have success, and when they get success, they're going to be excited. They have about 16, 17 kids is all they have, but they play hard. And that's what, if we can get them down, and in the games that I've watched them, if we can get them down, right, then they'll quit. They won't want to fight. But if they stay in the ball game,
sure, you know, they've always been that way.
That's right. That's right.
When you've got three kids that are playmakers and make something happen at the end of the game, they're confident.
Yeah, they're confident and they play hard.
Yeah. Well, this game, I know when you when you lose this lopsided, it's hard to pick out individuals. And this week, the way I understand it, no players of the game, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, somebody has to stand out to me to be a player of the game. You know, I don't see anybody that really stands out in my mind that we could say are players of the game. I mean, we have guys that's doing their job, but nothing extraordinary or exceptional to say that we're going to give a player of the game. So, you know, again, it is about what we are not doing as opposed to what we're doing. And so we've got to focus on our technique. We've got to concentrate. We've got to play the proper technique when it occurs out there. You know, I mean, it's very simple. If I'm a safety and there's one receiver to my side and that receiver goes deep, and if I don't squeeze to that receiver, they're going to catch the football. You know, those things are things that get us beat. If I'm a defensive end and the tackle comes out to block my outside shoulder, if I let him get my outside shoulder without ripping across and freeing my outside pad, loose contain, then we're going to get beat. Or if I go inside because I think it's a run inside. Those are things that we have got to be able to do. If I'm a defensive tackle and I don't use my hands and I just use my shoulders and just kind of just wedge my way in there and never make a play, then I'm not going to be effective in there. And that's what we have to do. You know, I want kids that want to have the desire to make plays and make plays aggressively. And right now we're not seeing that. We didn't see it Friday night. I'm not saying that it hasn't. There's potential. And I get that. It's who we play as well, but, you know, I don't think that Union County was that much better than we were overall as a team.
I agree. I don't think they're 50 points better than we are. You know, what I see maybe is consistency in what you're building. You talk to them, and
yeah, they lose contain.
It's just consistency, yeah, consistency, I think. Mm-hmm. I still think there's some, you know, great plays in them, and obviously you do too. That's why they're still on the field. It just lacks a little bit of consistency.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that we don't believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in them, and we believe in their abilities. But they have to understand, and I think that's where the youth part of it. You know, if you know, you get out there and you just do what you think you should do instead of what your coach should do, and you don't
and
do
happens.
As well, and that happens
a lot,
and that's where the frustration comes, because they would be so much better if they do what they're coached to do. And that's where the youth and inexperience comes into play. But my point that I'm making is that we're going into game seven.
Yeah.
And so making the same mistakes from what we said in the scrimmage, that's frustrating to me as a coach.
All right, Coach Starnes, we get ready for our first district game this week, and we'll talk at length about Fulton City on Thursday. So the way I understand it, no injuries coming out of this Union County game, just nothing major.
I mean, Lane had some ice on his knee. I mean, we had Devin Nesbitt, who didn't play the second half with his hip. Mm-hmm. We have Brandon Lamy, who is banged up. So, you know, we don't know. We'll just have to see it after today.
At least it didn't appear to be any broken bones or knees out of joint the way we've had in some weeks.
Not from the game, but maybe from the clowns that were up in the buses. I don't know.
Oh, a whole different story, yeah, okay. Well, we don't want to get anything like that started. All right. Thank you, Coach Starnes.
All right, buddy.